Good morning. This is Hot Start. I'm Digital Dave.
Good morning. I'm Fast Eddie.
And we will try to live up to that.
Yeah, we might just be able to do that today.
Doubtful, but we'll give it a shot.
I've got my brain screwed in straight. How about you?
Brain?
Brain.
What's that?
I don't know.
Anyway, we're joined by three gentlemen from, wait a minute, let's see if I can get this right, Trago?
Trago Dugan Aviation?
Yes, Avionics.
Aviation.
Aviation. Avionics. Avionics is used in aviation.
Yes, it is.
That's close.
It's good enough.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
All right. And we're here to talk about ADS-B. Well, let's assume that somehow I've been living under a rock and I still don't know what ADS-B is all about. So let's start there.
Right. So ADS-B is Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. Basically, what that is it's an implementation by the FAA by 2020 in the United States that any aircraft flying in class Alpha, Bravo, or Charlie airspace, basically the same airspace where you'd have to have a mode C transponder now to enter, is required.
Okay, so this is coming whether we want it or not?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay. Is this an add-on to the mode C transponder, or is this completely independent of it?
Right, so there's multiple options for that. There are solutions for 1090, which requires a mode S transponder, so you would have to replace that transponder. And there are other options for 978, which would be mode C. You can still keep your transponder. The difference is between that is the 978 works only in the United States of America. So with the mode S on the 1090 band, you can use it worldwide.
So it's not a direct replacement. It's an addition to. You'll still have that transponder in one form or another.
That is correct.
Okay.
How big a box is this thing? Is it a small panel mounted box, or is it a control head that you put the black box somewhere else?
Right. So the actual box is about 1.2 pounds, and it's mounted remotely. So you can mount it behind the cockpit. It's about 4.5 by 7 inches and 2 inches in diameter, so it's not taking up much space. Very minimal wiring. And then it connects to a transponder, a mode S transponder, for the solution that we're doing on the 1090, and that's pretty much it. Pretty painless installation.
Okay, let's talk about the different I want to say flavors of ADS-B, in out, what that's all about.
Right, so the 1090, as I said, is basically worldwide. Okay, and then the 978 UAT is an out solution also in the United States. Now on the 978 band, it only works up to 18,000 feet. The 1090s up to 65,000 feet from ground level. So for aircraft that obviously fly above 18,000 feet, that's going to be your only solution. For the 978, though, there is an in option. Everybody's talking about the in. They want the free weather. They want the free traffic. However, that only works up to 18,000 feet, and it only works in the United States, even on the in solution.
Well, I don't think my Piper Cub's going to get much higher than that anyway.
I was going to say, a certificated aircraft, you would need, you'd have to take it to an avionics shop to have them install it. You're a home builder. You can install this thing, right, without any problems?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
In other words, you open the box, there's the installation instructions.
The quick start guide.
Quick start, pretty much. Yeah.
More or less, yeah.
Exactly.
RSTC, we have two different ones. One of them is a direct slide-in replacement with the KT-76A using the Avidyne AXP transponder. That's going to appeal to a lot of people. There's a lot of that model of transponders out there. You guys asked earlier about how to operate it. Most of the solutions out there, including ours, what do you want to say? They operate blind. You don't know that they're working. They just work. There's no controls or no switch to flip on as soon as you start moving.
As soon as you turn the transponder on, basically what you'll see once you start getting ground position or ground movement from GPS, you will start to see on the top, you'll see ADS-B, and then it shows your digital position or your actual lat and long right on the transponder, so you know you're broadcasting at that point.
You know, I think that I would add in that Zach Thompson and Aaron Hall here from our company worked very hard in obtaining these STCs, and one is with Garmin 330 and Free Flight box, and the other is with the Avidyne 340 and the Free Flight box. And the thing about it is we've really looked at this hard because it's very confusing as to exactly what's going to be required and, what is the size of the market. And we want to make sure that when Trago Dugan is making the investment it's making in doing these STCs, that we're doing something that people are going to actually want. And what we've been able to determine is the solution that we've come up with is going to be very effective for a lot of people that own aircraft that, you know, maybe have hull values under $100,000 that do not want to spend $30,000 on some of the other options that are available, but want to spend, you know, less than $10,000, less than $8,000 on something that will be compliant and will be effective and will involve in the installation of new components. And that's really where we've been heading. You know, the FAA says 155,000 airplanes. Well, we all know that not all those aircraft are still active. You know, many of them are just sitting somewhere. So
in barns.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. So, you know, we're trying to determine, you know, when we decide how to invest our corporation's resources, you know, what is the size of the market here and how are we going to do these installations? Well, we have facilities in Nebraska, North Platte, Nebraska, and Grand Island, Nebraska. And anybody that's flown across country has probably stopped at one of them at some point. But also, in order to, you know, do all these installations by the time of the deadline, recognizing that there's a variety of solutions that are available, but that our solution is not is a cost-effective one, we are committed to opening probably 10 to 12 new facilities around the country that are going to focus primarily on doing ADS-B installations.
So your target market is not the high-end corporate biz jets. You're looking after the home builders, the single engines, the light planes, yeah. Things like that.
I think if you're a fellow that owns a you know, a Piper Arrow that you paid $52,000 for, this is the kind of solution you want to be looking at, because you're not going to put $30,000 worth of avionics in a plane that has a hull value of $52,000. That doesn't even make any sense. But this is compliant, and you get really nice components with it. And our solution, you do get a new transponder. Okay, and it works in Canada, Mexico,
Bahamas.
So, yeah, and so we thought that this is a good idea, and again, we want to try to do something that's compliant, that people want, and that is, look, you know, $8,000 is $8,000, but still, it's a lot better than $17,000 or $22,000.
That's true.
My question is, will this unit integrate easily into the glass cockpits that are out there now, or is it working on a standalone basis?
Right, so it's working on a standalone basis. If someone has a glass cockpit out there, the chances that they're going to want to go with our solution is pretty nil, because they already have the GPS WASP positioning source provided from those boxes. So they wouldn't need the blind box. And we're talking about that in those aircraft, the avionics in those aircraft are probably between $60,000 and $70,000 for the glass cockpit portions of that. And that's not really the market we're looking at. Like I said, we're looking at the hull values that are, you know, $25,000 to $50,000 for this. So
yeah, the guy that's got the old 150 that he still right. wants to keep flying.
Exactly. Yeah,
or up to $100,000. I mean, you know, something that you can be compliant and you're gonna have good effective components that are gonna be useful to you.
All right, well, that sounds like the market we want to be in.
Sounds like a good plan, too. I've read a lot about ADS-B. I think it's a good thing. But when are they supposed to have this implemented by?
2020.
And also, just on a note, we're also going for EASA certification also on our STCs. And they are 2017. There have been rumors that may have changed and been pushed out, but I don't know the official on that. But I do know that it is 2017 on the ADS-B out 1090 is required in Europe.
Okay, so that's Europe. Well, that means we have to put the extended tanks on the Cub.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. All right. So. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And it sounds like you got a really cool product, and we can see it in one of the buildings, I imagine.
Yeah, and what is our booth?
Well, we're in Hangar C, booth 3140.
Very good. Very good.
We'll see you there, guys.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and this is EAA Radio.